Okay, we want to pray for, and that would be in the back of your bulletin. Oh, and I did give you Kaylee's new address. We want to continue to pray for Kaylee. Pray for May and Ellen. Again, we're thankful for the way that they've loved Jesus their lives, their whole lives, and continue to do so. We want to pray for the Teresa Snowville family. Her funeral will be held here, and we'll get you more information about that as time goes on. Pray for godly leaders. Pray for peace in the world. Pray for those who suffer from addictions. Pray for our cemetery wall project, and pray that we may fully trust in our Lord. Are there any announcements that I may have missed? Let us open with a word of prayer. Open our hearts and minds, O Lord, to hear your word. May the comfort of your holy word bless us with hope. Thank you for filling our church with love and peace. May your spirit continue to touch our hearts. Amen. While attending my former church, I had a friend who had an opportunity to share her testimony with all of us. And at one point, she filled up and she began to cry because she shared that she had never heard of food scarcity or what was going on in war zones or had to deal with a specific illness. And as a child, when she heard about that, she wondered, why am I safe from these atrocities? Why am I okay and they're suffering? And she would worry and pray for those who were suffering. At a very young age, she was gifted with the heart of compassion. And her parents would be Pastor Dwayne and his wife, Pat. Dwayne was here. Served here for a few years. And a little bit of a story about Dwayne and Pat. They were on the last plane from Vietnam that left with the orphan children. So if children were half Vietnamese and half American, their lives would be terrible. So in their plane, the people had taken out all of the seats so that they could fit more babies in. I believe there were two missionary couples that were there serving Jesus and saving children's lives on the last plane that took the orphanage babies home, brought them back to the United States. They passed on that feeling and that knowledge of compassion to their daughter, who has passed it on to their children. And I just think that many of us are thinking not of food scarcity, war zones, or illnesses, because we have it pretty okay here. There are people in the United States that are starving to death. We barely give a thought about our bread, our daily bread. It's always been there on the shelf at the grocery stores, right? Before COVID, no one even thought about the availability of bread or the price of bread. But my eventful trips to the grocery store have changed. And for a while, I felt teary-eyed when I'd pick up a box of cereal and it would be $7. And I would think my mom would cry if she was here shopping too. And I choose not to buy the loaf of bread that we really love, but I buy the get one free brand of bread because it helps with our budget. And then I have to collect myself, and I must think to myself how fortunate I am. I am blessed to be able to go into a grocery store and pick up a loaf of bread. Remember during COVID, when the shelves were bearing, it didn't take very long for us to have everything we needed to a scarcity. It happened pretty quickly to all of us. And all we need to do is to turn on the TV or listen to the radio and learn about many parts of the world that do not have bread due to famine, war, or poverty. For some people, thinking about bread occurs every minute of every day because it is simply a matter of life or death to get their bread for the day. It's only when we comprehend these situations that we can really begin to understand the importance of bread, not only now, but also in the time of Jesus. Just think for a moment how many significant theological events in the Bible revolve around the subject of bread. The most important event in the Old Testament was the Exodus event, the trip to Egypt, from Egypt to the Promised Land. But what caused the Hebrews to be in Egypt in the first place? The wheat crop had failed due to drought, and the Hebrews had migrated to the land of the Pharaoh because there was such a surplus there. It was bread, or the lack of it, that initiated the whole chain of events. Have you ever found yourself filled with worry or fear, like to the point where you can feel it in your body? When in your life do you need to say and pray to Jesus and say, Jesus, I need you to say, it is I, don't be afraid. I need to hear that. I need to hear him say, it is I, don't be afraid. Listen as we read from John 6, 24 to 35, to learn how Jesus uses the people's interest and need of food to illustrate what he wants them to fully understand. To fully understand that we need to trust Jesus. Actually, I'm going to start at John chapter 6, verse 22. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but that they had gone away. And then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. They had been served bread from fish and loaves of bread that were so minute, and yet each one of them was found to be full from the meal that Jesus had provided, so they were going after him. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here? And Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. And then they asked him, What must we do to do the works God requires? And Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. And so they asked him, what sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? What did he do just yesterday, right? He provided food for thousands. Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. And Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. I believe they were comparing Jesus to Moses, and Jesus was so much more. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, always give us this bread. And then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. All right, so sometime this week, each of us will make a trip to that grocery store. I believe it will be readily available. Dan's not going to go to the grocery store. Does it make you cry to go to the grocery store, Dan? There will be quite a variety of bread to choose from. It will be an uneventful trip, but truly it isn't. As in your mind and in your heart, And in your prayers, you will begin to think about those that do not have this bread. It may be difficult for us to understand the importance of bread. And then when we go home and we turn on the TV or we drive by someone who is homeless, we're going to recognize how valuable that bread is. A simple loaf of bread. Something which we do not give a second thought, but in certain parts of the world, a simple loaf of bread means life itself. It is when we ponder these situations that we can begin to understand the importance of bread, not only now, but in the time of Jesus' life. In Mark 6, he fed the thousands. We see this good shepherd setting them up into groups, setting the people up into groups of 50 or 100 to provide food for all of them. This miraculous sign, this bread, showing the people that they can trust Jesus. And they can know that Jesus will provide. And now we hear the people coming after him to Capernaum, and they're not full of trust because they have run out of food. And some had not surrendered their will for his will. And some wanted more proof that Jesus was the Son of God, and they wanted bread. And those asking for more did not rely on God's provisions. Not knowing or trusting his provisions will occur over natural resources. Jewish leaders were simply there to question Jesus. And in verse 27, it reads, "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father placed his seal of approval." He wants us to work with a purpose and trust him. He wants us to recognize and know in our hearts that eternal life is not something to be achieved, but it is to be received by faith in Christ. Material things will fall away. It's inevitable. Faith will endure. Jesus gives people life that has everlasting meaning. In verse 29, Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." God is encouraging us to believe and to know and to honor Jesus as his Son. God has given us the bread of life. He has given us Jesus, his only Son. We need him today. We need him every day. We need to believe Jesus is the bread of life. In Psalm 42:1, it reads, "As a deer pants for the flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God." Our souls thirst and hunger for God, for the living God. He can refresh and restore us when we spend time with him. Just as water refreshes and restores us and the deer when they are thirsty. Have hope in God. Have peace in God. Our souls need to be fed by Jesus. He has humbled himself to be a small piece of bread. For us, we are blessed with the ability and the opportunity to choose Jesus. However, some people will choose to pick up this manna, this bread of life, every day. Some people will step on the leftovers because they've had enough. They will think, "I don't need this." Some people will simply avoid the manna on the ground, believing that they don't need it to get through the day. And some will try to gather it and store it for when they need it, but chances are it will turn moldy and smelly, and that moldiness can grow quickly as these folks begin to set down their Bibles thinking, "I don't need it today. I don't need to go to church today. I'm not going to talk to my Christian friends this week." Okay. Jesus encourages those before him to keep their minds on heavenly realities. Keep looking up. It makes a difference. As I read verses 34 through 40, listen to the will of the Father. He ushers us to the path leading to God. He promises us life with him in heaven. Once a person is saved by Christ, their salvation will never be lost. Know that God will raise all believers at the end of their last day. Verse 35. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me. Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus is directing the people to spiritual realities. He's directing the people to the truth. Theologian Morris wrote that this verse should not be regarded as an abstract statement. It constitutes an appeal. Since Jesus is the bread of life, men and women are invited to come to him and to believe on him. Jesus has made it very clear. He's not interested in pushing his own agenda. He is simply, gloriously, wonderfully sharing God's will. So which will you choose? Will you choose to pick up that bread of life? Every day? Will you step on it? Will you avoid it? Will you store it for later? My prayer is that each of you picks it up every day. Reads a verse every day. Does a devotion. Prays with your spouse. Prays with a friend. Call someone in need every day. May we yearn to fill our souls to love and to be loved. May we realize its oneness with the Spirit. That's what fills our soul. Oneness with God. Seek God and search for God every day. See him in the small things. See him that when you open that bread container, you have bread. Start each day recognizing that Jesus is doing what he is doing in our lives, and learn to fully trust in him. I tend to take things on myself, and I stop myself and think, give it to God. He will help me. Got to do that a little bit quicker than I usually do. Give it to God. Continue to develop your relationship with him in trust and love, and know who God is. Share an overflow of that manna, of that bread. Share a smile, a phone call. Share a verse that you thought was wonderful. Share a helpful hand. Share a hug. All these things are shining, or that you are able to have all of these things, and then you are able to share with others and then give glory to God. We are encouraged by Jesus to keep in our minds the heavenly realities and to follow the leading of the Lord. It's what he did. He shared the manna. He shared the love of God. Heavenly realities will be shown to us every day. Surrender your need to have control over the outcomes of this life and trust him. Worldly distractions will distract us from accomplishing what God is calling for each of us to do. Some of you will think, I'm not a pastor. I wasn't raised that way. Right? And we get involved into the worldly things. But you know what? God is tugging at your heart. You are a minister. You are a minister that Jesus is using every day to share his love. Our Lord will graciously provide for all of your needs. May we each be directed by and guided by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Lord God, please give us insight as we learn from your word. Nourish our soul. May you be glorified by all that we do and all that we say. Thank you for being the bread of life for us. We give you thanks, Lord. Allow our relationship with God to grow and to flourish. Be with us this week. May we shine with your light. In your precious name, amen.